Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. Today's episode is dedicated to an amazing performer with many titles: actor, writer, author, and first and foremost, rapper, Common. Throughout the episode, I'll be mapping out Common's career through his success with music, acting, and writing. A man whose mission is to express black excellence and universal love through his art. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get into it. Common was born as Lonnie Rashid Lynn, Jr. on March 13, 1972, in Chicago, Illinois. His mother, Mahalia Ann Hines, was an educator, and his father, Lonnie Lynn Sr., was a basketball player and youth counselor. His parents got divorced while he was a child. His father left the family when Common was 6 years old. However, his father continued to stay in touch, although he was not around during his childhood. His mother later remarried. As a teenager, Common showed talents in both basketball and rap. His father soon found him a job as a ball boy for the Chicago Bulls. During this time, Common began to discover what his rap career would look like. He started recording songs in his cousin's home in Cincinnati. He attended Luther High School in Chicago and went on to put together a trio group called CDR. The group earned much recognition and opened for acts like N.W.A. and Big Daddy Kane. Common went on to attend Florida A.M.E. University for 2 years. He was able to receive a scholarship and major in business administration. It wasn't long until Relatively Records offered Common a contract. In 1991, Lonnie Rashid Lynn began to go under his stage name, Common Sense. The next year, Common Sense would release a single called Take It Easy. His debut album came out in October of 1992 called Can I Borrow a Dollar? The album's singles featured Breaker 1-9 and Soul by the Pound. Throughout the rest of the 90s, Common released two more albums, Resurrection and One Day It'll All Make Sense. He was taking the world by storm with his talents as a songwriter and a rapper. In 2003, Common would book his first acting gig as a guest star on Girlfriends. From here, Common would be featured in various television shows as well as small roles in films. However, music was always his focus. By 2011, Common had released 9 albums. Some of my favorites include B, Finding Forever, and The Dreamer, The Believer. Back in 2003, Common won his first Grammy Award for Best R&B Song. The song was called Love of My Life, which featured Erykah Badu. In 2010, Common starred in his first movie with Queen Latifah called Just Right. The movie is about the romantic relationship between a physical therapist, Latifah, and a basketball player, Common. He was also seen on the show Hell on Wheels from 2011 to 2014. In 2011, Common wrote his first book that was named after his third album, One Day It'll All Make Sense. The book is a memoir about his life growing up on the south side of Chicago, and each chapter is a letter to someone who has impacted his life. Before I continue to map out Common's career, here's a snippet from an interview Common had with actress and comedian Monique on her talk show back in 2010. Enjoy.
Now, before we start talking about your leading role,
yes,
in the movie Just Right, we've got to acknowledge this amazing music career, brother. Two, yeah, Grammys.
Yes.
Two Grammys. Now you're, yes, working on a new album.
Yes.
Tell us about the new album.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on a new album called The Believer. And what I wanted to do, I'm working with No ID and Kanye West and Twilight Tone. And what I wanted to do was make some music that was inspiring, but still just had the spirit of hip hop, which is just that pure essence, you know, love music, you know, music that can inspire the youth and make them feel good. But at the same time, it's got a street edge to it. So that's what I'm bringing out with the Believers.
Now, see, you're known for your love of black women.
Yes.
When did that start? When did you look at us and say, this is it, and I want to write about them, sing about them, I want to give it to them?
When I looked at my mother and seen how much love my mother, I seen the days that my mother was working. I seen the days that my mother worked hard so I could have a nice Christmas. When I got good grades, she would take care of me. When I didn't do good, she'd give me whippings. And that love and that strength and that beauty, you know, is what made me just appreciate black women and appreciate women and hold women where they should be held, in the highest place, you know?
Come on, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, where does Carmen come from? Because I know the government name.
Yeah.
Lil Lonnie. But where does Carmen come from?
Well, see, I chose the name Common Sense originally. And it was a group that had that name, so they tried to sue me. This was like mid-90s. And during that time, I was like, oh, they're suing me for my name. And I was sad. I was salty. But eventually, you know, once I couldn't use the name Common Sense, I just shortened it to Common. And it fits me now because my music is for the everyday people, for the common folk. So yes, it just worked out divinely, you know?
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. From 2014 to 2016, Common would see many highs in his career. His 10th studio album, called Nobody Smiling, came out in July of 2014. Songs like Kingdom, Speak My Peace, and Diamonds were at the top of the charts. The album is based on the violence and crime that exist in Chicago, Illinois. In December of that year, Common was seen in the film Selma, which is directed by Ava DuVernay, who you can learn more about on episode 8 if you missed it. Common played real-life activist and minister James Luther Bevel. Prior to the film's release, Common and John Legend teamed together to write the theme song for the movie. Glory was released by Columbia Records just 2 weeks before the film hit theaters. With the famous lyrics, "One day, when the glory comes, it'll be ours," the song was a hit. In 2015, the song won Best Original Song at the Golden Globes, the Academy Awards, and the Grammy Awards. This was the first time both Common and John Legend won Golden Globe Awards and Oscar Awards. Here's a clip of the men giving their acceptance speech at the Oscars.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank God that lives in us all. Recently, John and I got to go to Selma and perform Glory on the same bridge that Dr. King and the people of the Civil Rights Movement marched on 50 years ago. This bridge was once a landmark of a divided nation, but now is a symbol for change. The spirit of this bridge transcends race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and social status. The spirit of this bridge connects the kid from the south side of Chicago, dreaming of a better life, to those in France standing up for their freedom of expression, to the people in Hong Kong protesting for democracy. This bridge was built on hope, welded with compassion, and elevated by love for all human beings. Thank you. Nina Simone said, "It's an artist's duty to reflect the times in which we live." We wrote this song for a film that was based on events that were 50 years ago, but we say that Selma is now because the struggle for justice is right now. Yeah. We know that the Voting Rights Act that they fought for 50 years ago is being compromised right now in this country today. We know that right now, the struggle for freedom and justice is real. We live in the most incarcerated country in the world. There are more black men under correctional control today than were under slavery in 1850. When people are marching with our song, we want to tell you we are with you, we see you, we love you, and march on. God bless you.
Thank you, Ava. Thank you, Ava. Thank you. Thank you, Ava. Oprah, hop forward, plan B.
In November of 2016, Common released his next album, Black America Again. This one was very special. Not only is it one of my favorites, but came out right after the presidential election. The album debuted at number 25 on the Billboard 200, with musical guests Bilal, BJ the Chicago Kid, Tasha Cobbs, Stevie Wonder, and of course the other half of the dynamic duo, John Legend. The album was a huge success. One of the tracks is dedicated to Common's father, who passed away back in 2014 at the age of 71. The song, Little Chicago Boy, narrates his father's life, while Common shares fond memories of the man he looked up to. Here is a verse from the song. Spiral of life, Chicago to Denver. Anywhere he went of attention, he's the center. 6'9", big heart, big mind. He spent a lifetime wanting to be big time. He did in a way, made it to the ABA, and the things he'd say on my record. When I was a shawty, he bought me the message. It was his messages in life I would step with. Didn't see him much. Spirits are connected. The father creates it, the son can reflect it. His perspective sometimes seemed crazy. His perspective sometimes seemed brilliant. His perspective somehow it shaped me. His perspective. Undoubted, I feel it. He'd walk around in them Air Jordans I gave him. I said, Pops, them for Mike, man, you better save him. The fight he had with cancer was a brave one. Took Dr. Sabi's herbs instead of medication. Breathing heavy, he talked reparations. And said, son, we lived through our generations. Offspring, coughing, Gene Ammas playing. In the background, he was talking, I was praying. Our father took care of my father. As far as he went, may I go farther. May our dreams and legacies live through our children. Though I can't touch him, I can still feel him. The last song on this album is called Letter to the Free. The song was featured at the end of Ava DuVernay's documentary, 13th. In 2017, Common won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics. The song is about mass incarceration and the institutionalized systems that target black Americans. Today, Common continues to make music, star in movies, and write children's books. Some of his most recent projects include starring in The Hate U Give, being an actor and executive producer on The Shy, and his most recent album called Let's Love, which came out in 2019. Common has much more love and passion to spread through every project he touches. I cannot wait to see what he does next. To end this episode, I'll be sharing an audio clip where Common breaks down his title song, Black America Again. Here, you'll see how Common uses his lyricism to highlight the black experience in America. His music is a call to action both for the black community and the entire world. Please enjoy.
Here we go, here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Chuck D, Public Enemy, here we go again. And it was really saying like, this is the cycle, this goes over, here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man is like a statement to the world. Like, do you understand? You killing young black men who have lives. This is somebody's life. This young man at the age of 17 will never get to have a child, go out and see the world, like things that any human being deserves. Black children, their childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language, stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the land from Chief Black Smoke and made the whip crack along our back slow, made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. I want you to feel the history of that when I'm saying it. When you think about being whipped and going through the back door, those two things, like, think of how much, how damaging that is, how even a fearful life, what type of life is that to live? Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots, leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother stomach staying or not. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War, war, and a battle with us. I know that black lives matter, and they matter to us. Initially I said, do they matter to us? Because I was really like, yo, we gotta do better to ourselves. And it's to saying to us, like, hey, our lives matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. She the best tennis player, one of the greatest athletes ever, right? So the fact that Maria Sharapova was even in the conversations at times and was making as much money, I think the things have shifted now. When I wrote this lyric, it hadn't shifted. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles of the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisis, and Cory Bookers. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in a cycle to spin. We write our own story, Black America again. Ava DuVernay is a black woman director who is, she's a visionary for blackness. You know what I mean? Like, she tells our stories and shows the diversity of who we are and shoots us in beautiful ways. And it's not just a typical story that you see black characters in. Ta-Nehisi Coates is one of the greatest writers we have of our time. I had to give it up for him because his book, Between the World and Me, kind of got me in the mind space as a writer to get back to writing. Cory Booker is a politician who I know is standing up for the people. And then maybe then we'll believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. That's really important because if you look at a lot of the movies that deal with like the future and saving the world and who saves the world, is you don't see a lot of black characters that are the protagonist or the hero. Not only that, you are not the hero, but it's a quota that I've noticed in a lot of films where it's like, okay, we got our one person of color. It used to be we got our one black guy and one black woman, but then it became we got our one person of color, our one ethnic person. It could be Leonardo DiCaprio, it could be Idris Elba, it could be Chiwetel Ejiofor, it could be Common, it could be Matt Damon. It's usually, you don't usually hear those names in the same conversation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created equal, including black Americans. You know, at a certain point I started realizing that we are, like I started embracing that we are Americans, black Americans. Understand that we are part of this country. We help build this country. We are citizens and part of the fabric of this country. So the only way that the country will see its equality and justice is by giving it to black people too. That's why this song is like, I'm like, we're not sitting back just being like, okay, these are the issues. This for me, this song is like a call to action.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at BlackDirtPodcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.